nothing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Akimoda. All workers canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." Do you remember that? In St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 14. Go there quickly. Have you seen it? Read it for me. One, two, go. Again. Ye are the light of the world. You see that? Now, I told you, when he made those two great lights, the sun to rule the day and the night, and the moon to rule the night, that the moon actually is not a light, but receives its light from the sun, and then looks like a light, and gives light at night. So the real light is the sun. And Jesus is called the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. Praise God. And Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Why did he say that we are the light of the world? You see, because we are the children of light. Ephesians chapter 5. Read verse 8. One, two, go. Yes, you were sometimes darkness. It says you used to be darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. He says, walk as children of light. Interestingly, there he says, walk as the technon of light. That means you are born of light. I'm a child of light. If you are the child of a dog, I said you are a dog. If you are the child of a camel, you are a camel. Is that right? Uh-huh. If you are the child of a human being, you are a human being. If you're the child of light, what are you? Light. So Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." Why? Because we are children of light. Say, "I'm a child of light." St. John's Gospel, when you read chapter 8 and verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Hallelujah. What a declaration. He says, "I am the light of the world." He said it. He said, "I am the light of the world." He was bold to say, "I am the light of the world." And he says to us, "Ye are the light of the world." Can we say what he said? This is confession. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. You are going to manifest that light. Can you shout amen, somebody? Read verse 16, St. Matthew chapter 5. Read it for me. One, two, go. Let your light so shine. Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, when Jesus says, "Let your light so shine," It means it is our responsibility to make our lights shine. Not just shine, but it says, let it shine so much so that others will see the light. Hallelujah. Make your light shine. Make your light shine. I'm a child of light. I'm the light of the world. You see, I didn't make it up. Jesus said it. He said, ye are the light of the world. And he wants us to make bold declarations like he did. He said, I am the light of the world. And he says, you are the light of the world. And I say, yes, sir, I am the light of the world. Woo! Hallelujah! I am the light of the world. Sondarabashata kamaya. Yelebo sata lamadi. Yakabaradalundo saria. I am the light of the world. Roba sata lamadi. I am the light of the world. Praise God forevermore. I am the light of the world. Everywhere I go, I am the light of the world. Segabonda la casa la haya. I am the light of the world. Libarondo lobo sata. I am the light of the world. On the left hand, on the right hand, everywhere I go, I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still there? We're getting closer and closer. Nandangoske prahalahigas. Woo, 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 woo. Hallelujah. I come to something that is so striking. How I've thought about it through the years. Oh, St. John's Gospel, chapter number 5. Lima kasa tabara de gesete. Yeah, brah. Makabata dadaya. Libarama sotoko. I'm reading to you from verse 33, chapter 5, St. John's Gospel. Jesus talks here. Ye sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man. But these things I say that he might be saved. He's still talking about John. He was a burning and a shining light. And ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Jesus makes this declaration about John. He was a burning and a shining light. Oh dear. Do you understand what he's talking about here? John was a burning and a shining light. It takes me back to the two great lights in Genesis. One of them was a burning and a shining light. The other one was a reflecting light. The sun is a burning and a shining light. It radiates energy. It is a burning and a shining light. And I told you, when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he wasn't talking about a reflecting light. For the Bible says he's the Son of righteousness. Son, S-U-N, not S-O-N. He's the Son of righteousness, a burning and a shining light. And Jesus said that John was a burning and a shining light. Oh, if God will have that testimony of me, a burning and a shining light.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled Burning and Shining Light. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
I told you about the new book. The title is The Power of Your Mind. Walk in divine excellence through the power of a renewed mind. It's an extraordinary book. Every student should get this book. Every teenager should get this book. Every child, 8 years old, 9 years old, grown men and women need this book. There are few books that talk about the mind. Most of them are not even Christian books. But this one shows you right from the Word of God, the power of mind management, the tool of the mind, how to use it, what it is, and how to use it. This extraordinary tool that God gave us. Most people don't know what the Bible says about the mind. And I've put it here in a book. Do your best. Hallelujah. Get this book, The Power of Your Mind.
Do you watch or listen to Pastor Chris Oyakhilome's programs on TV or radio? Have you been blessed? We invite you to join us in blessing many more with the gospel. To make the gospel available to many more, you can join the Lovell Television and Radio Ministry as a media partner and join us in sponsoring TV and radio programs of Pastor Chris on television and radio stations around the world. Join us and be a part of changing lives with the gospel. To sign up as a media partner, please call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. Once again, you can call us on 0812-851-9834 or send a mail to mediapartners@lovell360.com. As you join us in taking the gospel around the world, we declare that God makes all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Thank you, and God bless you. The Lovell Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Lovell Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Lovell Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
As the trumpet sound, the dead in Christ will rise.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult. And they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Akimoda. All workers canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is the continuation of the message, Burning and Shining Light.
Hallelujah.
Are you still there? Now, you read in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, and you find something beginning to happen. There's a change. Peter comes into the house of Cornelius, the Roman centurion, and the many gathered, all the family, the whole household is gathered, and Peter begins preaching. He's preaching the word of God. Then the Bible says, in the 44th verse, while Peter yet spake these words, Oh God, didn't Jesus say, anyone who believes in me, out of his belly shall flow gushers of living water. Out of his belly, that means out of his innermost being, that means out of his spirit, shall pour out rivers of living water. You know what that means? What he has made us to be. What a life. What he has made us to be. Now Peter speaks in this home. It was not a church. It was not a crusade ground. It was the living room of a man. Many of you will visit families where this kind of miracles will happen. It doesn't have to be in a church building, in their living room. But the word of God will be inside you as a burning fire in your bones, shut up in your bones, because you're going to be a burning and a shining light. While Peter yet spake these words, the Bible says, Acts chapter 10, verse 44. He says, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. The Holy Ghost fell on them as the rain. While Peter yet spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on them. A burning and a shining light. Peter was a burning and a shining light. The fire of God fell. While Peter was talking, the fire fell. This is the man that stood while they thought that they were drunken men. He says, no, we are not drunken as ye suppose. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass afterwards. That means in the last days that I'll pour, hear that again, pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Oh, hallelujah. A burning and a shining light. No, I can't miss this. A burning and a shining light. He said the Holy Ghost fell. The Holy Ghost fell. It means fell like the rain. The Greek is epipipto. It means that the Holy Ghost fell like the rain. An outpouring. Did they feel water? Oh no, that had nothing to do with it. He's talking about the anointing. He's talking about walking in the glory of God like never before. He's talking about having a consciousness inside you of the word of God working in you. Jeremiah said, but his word was in my heart as fire shut up in my bones, and I was tired of keeping quiet. He said, I had said I'm not going to talk again, but his word was inside me. When you pray, you're going to say, Lord, I'm going to be a burning and a shining light. And for that to happen, you pray in the Holy Ghost. You soak yourself in the Holy Ghost, because it's what you have that you can give. If you are so full of God, when you go out of there and you speak, the fire of God will come out of you. The rains of the Spirit will come out of you, pour out of you. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. A consciousness. A consciousness. I got fire in me. I got fire in me. I'm not going to be worldly and carnal. No, I'm not going to be fleshly. I'm going to be a burning and a shining light. I'm going to be a burning and a shining light. A burning and a shining light. I'm going to make my light so shine. My light is going to shine. I'm going to speak up for God, because the word of God is inside me. As fire shut up in my bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kora masata la mandegedes. Jiro manto kobra degesete. Li marabasa kataya. La mando robosete ke. Zivro barahara degeseche. Gaya manteleges. Gaya manteleges. Gaya manteleges kofra badila. Shoramantikai. Hallelujah. A burning and a shining light. I'm going to burn for God. I'm going to shine for God. A burning and a shining light. This is the greater light. Are you getting it now? We talked about the word of God being the greater light. But I can see what God wants me to be. The greater light. That's what he wants me to be. Not only should I receive the word of God, which is the greater light, and function in the greater light, but I am the light of the world. And I'll function as a burning and a shining light. That is the sun. And I rule the day. I rule the day and the night. I rule. The greater light rules the day. And you know what? It also rules the night. So I rule the day and the night. I'm the greater light. I rule the day and night. Can you catch it now? In the day, I'm ruling. In the night, I'm ruling. No wonder Jesus said, fear not. Cheer up. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time.
So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. Be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-2372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Akimoda, All Workers Canteen, close to audit service. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0208-175-161 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. This message is titled Burning and Shining Light. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveoldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovo360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.